around BVA. Choose a version of the bulletin. Would you like to receive a Word, PDF, or CD version of the bulletin as well as a physical copy, or a mix of all of the above? Please let us know by calling BVA headquarters, where you may choose the version or versions of the bulletin that work best for you. Are you signed up for our monthly email newsletter? If you are not and would like to be, you can sign up for that while choosing your preferred methods of reading the bulletin. Renee Feldman Scholarship Open. Application submission is now open for the Renee Feldman BVAA Scholarship for the 2020-2021 higher education school year. The deadline for applications is January 31, 2020. Applications may be found at the Binded Veterans Association Auxiliary website at www.nbvaaux.org and are open to spouses and children of legally blinded veterans. We encourage all spouses and children of blinded veterans continuing their education beyond high school to apply now. White Cane Day 2019. There are two photos with this article. Photo one is of Executive Director Joe Bogard in D.C. with White Cane Day Walk attendees. Photo two is of Chief of Veterans Services Claudia Baldwin representing the Blinded Veterans Association at their table at the D.C. VA Medical Center. All around the country, blind groups and organizations hosted White Cane Day events for fellow blind and visually impaired people to celebrate the independence their white cane allows them, to educate the general populace on what to do when you see a blind person, and what the significance of the white cane represents. Here in Washington, D.C., Executive Director Joe Bogard participated in a White Cane Day walk, while Claudia Baldwin, Chief of Veteran Services, joined Visual Impairment Services in manning a white cane table at the D.C. VA Medical Center. Many of our regional groups also hosted their own White Cane Day events to help educate their communities. Louisiana-Mississippi Regional Group. There are two photos with this article. Photo one is of BVA member and World War II veteran Earl Forrestal receiving birthday song and kiss from Liberty Bell. Photo two is of BVA members experiencing a hands-on tour of the World War II Museum. On September 25th, the LAMS Regional Group sponsored a hands-on tour of the World War II Museum in New Orleans, Louisiana. The tour was attended by over 40 blind or visually impaired veterans, including four World War II veterans, plus VA personnel and escorts. The day began with a celebration of BVA member and World War II veteran Earl Forrestal's 100th birthday. Mr. Forrestal is a former vice president of the Louisiana Regional Group and has been a member of the BVA for 20 years. The celebration began with a citation and letter from the CEO of the World War II Museum, Stephen Watson, presented by Vice President Colonel Pete Crean. The city of New Orleans had proclaimed September 23rd as Earl Forrestal Day, and the governor of Louisiana sent a proclamation honoring Mr. Forrestal. 2nd District U.S. Representative Cedric Richmond sent a U.S. flag that had flown over the Capitol and a citation which was read by one of the BVA volunteers. U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, M.D., sent his regional director, Rachel Perez, to present a citation and letter. Mr. Ross White, regional director for U.S. Senator John Kennedy, presented Mr. Forrestal with a citation and letter. Senator Kennedy also sent a very personal video honoring Mr. Forrestal for his service to his country and the state of Louisiana, his successful business ventures in New Orleans, and his wonderful family. Unfortunately, we were not able to show it at the museum since we were in a public area. However, it was shown at his birthday party on Sunday for family and friends, which was very well received. The video can be viewed on Facebook at LA-MS. BVA. A letter from the White House signed by President Donald Trump was then read and presented. BVA National President Thomas Sampieri, Ph.D., thanked Mr. Forrestal for his service to our country and to the BVA. Mr. Sampieri then presented him with a commendation letter from the BVA and a BVA coin. When the presentations were over, one of the museum volunteers, a former Liberty Bell singer, sang Happy Birthday and gave him a big kiss on the cheek. Mr. Forrestal and his family enjoyed the short birthday presentation. The veterans were then divided into four groups, each with a volunteer guide. The guides led their groups through a portion of the museum and allowed the veterans to touch and handle some of the artifacts as they described their use and significance in the war. All enjoyed their tour. Following the guided tour, everyone could tour the museum with their escorts before the 4D movie Beyond All Boundaries, which is about the United States' involvement in the war on both fronts, the many bombing runs and air battles. You could almost feel the heat from the exploding bombs. The battles in the winter, you could feel the rumble of the tanks through the vibration in the seats, and you could almost feel the cold and see the snowflakes. The many landings using the Higgins landing craft, not only the D-Day landing in Europe, but the many landings in the Pacific against heavily fortified Japanese-held islands, and how the U.S. home front shifted to manufacturing of war materials. The museum is truly a remarkable place, with a B-17 and a P-51, plus other aircraft hanging from the ceiling in one building, B-25, C-46, and other aircraft hanging in other buildings, replicas of the Atlantic Wall and the Japanese defenses, tanks, jeeps, and other war machines, and an extensive collection of light and heavy weapons from all countries, and audio descriptions and video interviews with World War II veterans. The National World War II Museum is always expanding. The World War II Hotel is about to open with a 1940s decor, but 21st century amenities. There is a reason why it's the second most popular museum in the country. The museum staff has invited the BVA to return for another interactive tour, since this one was of their first tour of this type. They assured us that there will be many changes and improvements. We assured them that we will be back. We want to thank the staff of the museum for all their work in making this event a success. Walt for devising this unique hands-on tour for the low vision. Lisa, director of tour sales, for her help in the logistics of guiding almost 80 people through the museum. And Marcia for helping with the birthday celebration and, of course, the volunteer guides. Adaptive Sports Center hosts Blinded Veterans by Danny Wallace. Six members of the Blinded Veterans Association attended 5 days of activities in Crested Butte, Colorado. The mission of the Adaptive Sports Center is to enhance the quality of life of people with disabilities through exceptional outdoor adventure activities. The activities included a ropes course, which entails low and high elements constructed of rope, cables, wood, and trees. They enable participants, regardless of ability, to experience climbing in the trees and flying. The challenge course combines attitude, training, structure, and programming to create a place where experiences are equalized for people of all abilities. There was a day of paddling on Lake Irwin with options of paddleboarding, kayaking, and canoeing. On September 11th, the team did an 11-mile hike to altitudes of 12,000 feet to commemorate 9/11. The event also allowed the veterans an opportunity to climb sheer rock faces at Hartman Rocks. The members of our association in attendance were Ken Horn, A.J. Muhammad, Vince Fee, Raquel Welch, Jenny Murphy, and Danny Wallace. The caregivers support team included Kelly Wallace and Jimmy Coffin, U.S. Army retired. Quote, "The support and guidance we received at the Adaptive Sports Center were excellent. Their knowledge and professionalism are by far some of the best I have encountered in the civilian sector," said Ken Horn. All attendees believe this should be an annual event for our members. Blinded Veterans members attend golf event honoring memory of Major Charles R. Soltes, Jr., O.D., by Thomas Zampieri. Photo. Adam Rowland, a war-blinded Army Iraqi war veteran, helps other veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and has volunteer equestrian horse therapy for those suffering from PTSD. Here he is receiving a trophy from one of his rodeos. Three blinded American veterans shared personal rehabilitation experiences that tell the story of their adjustment to blindness at the Major Charles R. Soltes, Jr. O.D. 15th Annual Memorial Charitable Golf Event, Monday, October 14th, at the Tajeras Creek Golf Club Irvine in Irvine, California. On October 13, 2004, Major Soltes became the first U.S. Army optometrist killed in action while serving on active duty in Iraq, while serving as a public health commander with the 426th Civil Affairs Battalion in Mosul, Iraq, assisting in the restoration of the medical infrastructure. The tournament veterans included two OIF war veterans who suffered vision injuries in combat, Specialist Brian Harris, retired USA, who in September 2018 made history and kayaked 226 miles of the Colorado River with four other BVA members through the Grand Canyon in 11 days. And Sergeant Adam Rowland, retired USA, an award-winning blind horseback riding rodeo champion. Major Thomas Zampieri, retired USA, national president of BVA, who has lived with retinal blindness since 2000, also participated in the tournament.